And with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Nick Perry puts the icing on the cake. 5-yard touchdown run. The extra point by Lounsbury was good. And Cass City wins the game 35-6. Advances on to play the 10-0 Sandusky Redskins.
Cass City now moves on to 8-2 in the season. Hubley concludes her season at 7-3. And let's take a look at the offensive and defensive stats from tonight's ball game. The Hubley offense tonight had 46 plays of offense for 228 yards altogether. The Cass City offense, 53 plays, 7 more, for 355 yards, about 127 more yards. Cass City's offense did mostly through the rushing attack. 49 of their 53 plays came from the rushing game for 342 yards. 4 attempts passing, 1 completion for 13 yards for a total of 53 plays, 355 yards. Nick Perry on the century mark with 2 touchdowns and 100 yards off of 15 carries. That's a 6.6 yard average every time you touch the ball. Sawyer Cuthrell, 22 carries for 131 yards and a 5.9 average on the night and 1 score. Mason Earl, 3 carries for 62 yards and a touchdown. And Shade Persnowski, 9 carries for 49 yards and a touchdown. Nice balance from Cass City's rushing game.
You got to love it when two guys eclipse the 100-yard mark in the same game. And if you take a closer look at Shade Persnowski there, Clark, 9 carries, 49 yards, and he's going to get credit when he fumbled the football and that ball kept getting bounced and bounced farther back. He actually took a 13-yard loss on the play where he actually had a 3- or 4-yard gain. So he had, outside of that play, he had approximately 70 yards of offense himself. And then keep in mind that they also had a completion for 13 yards as well.
Mason Earl, 1 for 4 in passing for 13 yards. The only completion went to Nick Perry early in the game. Mason Earl had 2 punts on the night, averaging 33.5 per punt. And only 1 penalty on offense for the Red Hawks, a hold for 10 yards. For Ubley's offense, they were led by Derek Brown on 18 carries for 116 yards and 1 touchdown, the only touchdown of the night. He was still averaging over about 6.5 yards per carry. Roman Welton, unfortunately, was the next closest running back with 11 carries for 30 yards. Jeffrey Wright, 4 carries for 18 yards, and Nathan Keller, 2 carries for a loss of 1. Jeffrey Wright was 3 for 11 and 2 interceptions in the passing game for 65 yards. Remember, 50 of those yards came in the very first play of this game, which resulted in an interception on the second attempt. Nathan Keller, 1 for 3 in receiving for 4 yards. Roman Welton, 1 for 3 for 2 yards. Anthony Sweeney, 1 for 2 for 50 yards. And Gavin Palace, 1 for 1 for 13 yards. The only penalty for Ubley offense, a false start of 5 yards. Let's take a look at the defensive side of things. Ubley's defense had 45 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, and that's it. They were led by Darren Soule with 10 tackles on the night. Dan Rakowski had 9. Then we have Roman Welton and Anthony Sweeney, Jeffrey Wright, all with 4 tackles. Eric Wischlager with 3. Derek Brown and Brandon Sodro with 2 apiece. And then Nathan Keller, Jonathan Brandle, Cole Mychek, and Adam Grifka with a tackle apiece. Adam Grifka also on top of that, 1 tackle for a loss, the only from the team's night. Cass City's defense, 40 tackles, 5 tackles for a loss, 1 tip pass, 2 interceptions, and only 1 penalty. Nick Perry led the way in the tackling efforts with 7. Mason Earl had 6, and then a slew with 5. Brad Hacker, Shade Persnowski, T.J. Moore, and Parker Hare all with 5. And then Sawyer Cuthrell with 3. And Cole Chippy, Brady Warford, Joe Campo, and Jake Lawrence all with 1 tackle. Now for the 5 tackles for a loss, which came in this first half, mind you. Sawyer Cuthrell with 1, Nick Perry with 2, as well as T.J. Moore with the deuce. Tip pass goes to Cole Chippy. Interceptions to Mason Earl and Brett Hacker. The only penalty in offsides early in this game against Cass City's defense.
Well, can you say both teams had a lot of different guys involved in on defense, a lot of different guys with a lot of tackles. But again, Cass City, look at the tackles for loss. They had 5 of them. They picked off 2 passes. They won the turnover battle. They forced a lot of situations where Ubley wasn't comfortable. Ubley did not do that to Cass City. They did not force any turnovers, and they certainly did not put them in third and longs or fourth and longs until the end of the game when it was out of hand.
And when it came down to it, Cass City really controlled this tempo from the beginning to the end. Time of possession?
26 minutes and 2 seconds for Cass City. 21 minutes and 58 seconds. So fairly even, but Cass City in the second half, just with the doctor orders, you have a three-score lead. You control the clock. You milk as much time as you can. They were actually trailing the first half by 5 minutes. They actually flipped it and were in the lead with 5 minutes extra of time of possession. So they really did what they needed to do with the lead.
And now we take a look at next week. When all said and done, it's going to be Sandusky against Cass City. Sandusky was the Greater Thumb East champion, went 9-0 in the regular season, now 10-0 after taking out USA 35-0. Cass City at 8-2. Their only losses to Lakers and Vassar, and here they are squaring off in week number 11.
Well, this team of Cass City we seen tonight was the Cass City team that I had originally picked to win the with GTW. And the reason why I picked them is exactly what you seen tonight. Their offensive line was tough, and you seen the first four touchdowns went to four different players. You know, Nick Perry, Mason, Earl, Sawyer, Cathrell, and then you throw in Perzanowski. And when all these different guys can score at any point in time, it makes them very dangerous. And then on defense, they sure played very well. And they picked off a couple passes, made some plays, and controlled the clock. This was really their game from start to finish.
And now let's take a look around the area with other scores. Of course, Sandusky wins 35-0 over USA. Vassar was trailing Ithaca last we heard.
21-7.
21-7. That's sometime in the fourth quarter, we do believe.
Yeah, in the second half, yep.
Owen Gage loses to Cedarville in week number one of the postseason, 48-28 in Owen Gage. Mm-hmm. And that game was done early enough that I think Cedarville might be able to catch the last ferry back to Drummond Island.
That was the goal, anyways.
And let's see, the other, those were the only games that he played.
Deckerville was leading
Peck
24-6, I think, last we heard. So I would assume safely that Deckerville is advancing on to the next round.
And, of course, that would put Deckerville more than likely against Morris in a rematch.
In a really good rematch, one that's definitely worth keeping an eye on.
A game that Deckerville was leading in the fourth quarter and ended up losing. So
they were ahead 30-18 and blew that lead.
Well, next week we'll be covering, well, I guess we can announce right now, it'll be Cass City at Sandusky. You'll hear it on Sports Radio 102.1 on the WLAW Sports Network and WLAWSports.com. Dave Hansen, final thoughts from tonight.
Well, first of all, you know, a game that I thought should have been very close. Cass City just took this game into their hands and ran with it. Number one, before I forget, just want to give a shout-out to all the seniors for the Ubley Bearcats. I can only name a handful of them, but I know their quarterback, Jeffrey Wright, is in his third and final season at starting quarterback. Roman Welton, one of the lead running backs, linebackers on this team. And I know they have more. Those are a couple of guys that I remember hearing throughout the game. So it was a privilege watching you guys, and good luck and whatever your future endeavors entail.
The good news is Derek Brown's only uses 7 years of his eligibility. He has one more to go.
Yeah, it seems like Derek Brown has been around here forever, but that's because he's been such a special player for this Ubley offense, and they're going to really enjoy having him back as a leader next year.
So what's in store for Cass City?
Oh, Cass City. This Cass City team we seen today is going to give Sandusky everything they could possibly ask for in a district championship. Now, I can't wait to see Sandusky play live because we haven't seen them play live. I don't know if we've ever seen them play live. Maybe one time.
I saw them in week one when they played on a Thursday this year against USA, but that's it.
We have not called them, though, live.
Correct.
And it'll be very neat to go to their stadium, watch that game, and call them live, and then hopefully this Cass City team brings this same intensity, because if that's the case, it's going to be a dogfight over there in Sandusky, and I can't wait to see it and be a part of it.
Well, tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network was presented by DS Services of Cass City, Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet and Buick of Seawing, Serve Pro, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Countryside Transportation of Seawing, Stacks Market of Owendale, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, North Star Bank, B&D Heating and Cooling, Regantine Lukowski Long Group of Ameriprise, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Ubley Motor Service, and D&M Cabinets. Cellular and Internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor on the Blazing Speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. Dave Hansen, any final thoughts here?
Well, congratulations to Cass City on a fantastic football game. They certainly dominated this game. And again, can't wait for next week. Tune in to the Strong Side, 7 o'clock. Myself, Paul Adams, and guest host Eddie Fury running the show. Clark, you're going to call in, right?
Yes,
give
indeed.
Us some of your time, and good luck on your play, and we'll talk to you on Sunday.
Sounds good. So on behalf of our entire broadcast team from Ubley, Michigan, our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, Kayla O'Neill, keeping her hands full. Had to take a little bit.